Progressive and moderate Democrats meeting with President Biden this afternoon will try to come to agreement on ways to tackle climate change and other parts of his legislative agenda in order to get that bipartisan infrastructure bill passed and put another huge 10-year spending plan into action. Biden wants to prove to world leaders ahead of a major international summit on climate change that he's got the political capital to really do something about the greenhouse gases that are warming the planet. But West Virginia moderate Joe Manchin is standing in the way, and the stakes are getting high for everyone. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is here. And Mara, a program called the Clean Electricity Performance Program is at the center of this huge spending bill that would address things also like child care. But that electricity program is said to be part of the focus in these Oval Office meetings today. What is it that the program would do, and why is it so central?
It's very simply, it would reward utilities who switch to green or clean sources of power, and it would penalize utilities who don't. The reason it's at the center of these negotiations, and I might point out there are two meetings today. The president's meeting with progressives. He's also meeting with moderates, including some senators. But Senator Manchin is not on the list of moderate senators who are coming today. But the reason that Joe Manchin is opposed to it, because he's from West Virginia, coal and gas state, and he thinks it would hurt his own state. And he says that utilities are already moving to clean sources of energy. Why should we pay them for doing something they're already doing?
Okay, but are there alternatives? He doesn't seem like he's going to blink. Are there alternatives for addressing climate change if that clean electricity program is dropped?
Yeah, there are all sorts of alternatives. One of them is a carbon tax, which is Democrats should immediately rename it a carbon tax cut, because if you do raise the price of carbon, this is something that is beloved by economists because it's the simple, most efficient way to wean people off of using dirty sources of energy is just to make them more expensive. Mm. But if you do that, you will violate President Biden's bedrock pledge not to raise taxes on people who make less than $400,000. And plenty of people who make less than $400,000 a year go to the gas pump and fill up their cars. So they'd have to figure out a way to either give people a rebate, you could call it a carbon tax cut, or somehow protect middle-income taxpayers from paying a carbon tax. The other thing about a carbon tax is we don't know if Joe Manchin is willing to accept that.
So there's Joe Manchin's side of this seesaw. On the other, the progressives, who have been demanding this electricity program. We mentioned Biden's running out of time because of that summit. He wants to have an agreement on climate change policy when he goes. But are progressives running out of time, too, because they don't want to vote on the popular infrastructure bill till they get the things they want, you know, this electricity program, for instance, in the bigger plan? But isn't that vote on the infrastructure bill coming up? So what's the sense of time for them?
Well, they have insisted all along that they want these two bills to be yoked together. They don't want to vote on the bipartisan hard infrastructure plan, that's the roads and bridges and broadband plan, without the bigger climate change social safety net expansion plan. That's the big, often referred to as the giant reconciliation plan. But the problem for progressives is that they don't have enough votes in the Senate. And this all goes back to 2020, when Democrats did much worse in congressional elections than they thought they would. And they just don't have the votes. Mm. And the expectation that Democrats were going to be able to pass a $3.5 trillion bill as written was always completely unrealistic. And now progressives, of course, have acknowledged, yes, it's going to have to come down. They're trying to get a bill about $2 trillion. But that means that some of the things are going to have to be left for the future. Biden says if we can't get them passed in this bill, we'll come back and get them again. But yes, progressives are going to have to decide what they're willing to accept. And one of the problems is that this is just a byproduct of this intramural standoff among Democrats. It's been framed as anything less than the original $3.5 trillion is a big loss and a huge disappointment for progressives,
right,
which I think is really a failure of messaging, because they were never going to get all of that with the tiny little margins that they have in the House and Senate.
And just briefly, is there a requirement that that infrastructure bill gets voted on by a certain time?
There's no requirement, but there's a political imperative. First of all, it matters for the Virginia governor's race. Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic nominee for governor, former governor, wants to be the future governor, really would like to be campaigning on something that the Democrats passed. Don't forget that the most important thing for Democrats is not whether they get the clean energy electricity program or something else. It's that they get something passed to tell their voters, you elected us to deliver. We delivered to you. They need that driveway moment with Biden, some progressives, some moderate senators, all standing together saying, we've reached a deal.
NPR's Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you.